Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Hey Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're in the middle of Simin Tov Pei Tez, dealing with the Alochos of Siras Omer. We begin at the very top line with Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says, Hamispalel im Hatzibur Mibod Yom. If you're davening with the Tzibur during the daytime. Now, what does it mean during the daytime? That's very strange. So the Mishnah Brura says in Sifkaton Tezayin, Yesh Me'achronim Sheperishu Dahinu Ben Hashmashos Du Sofik Laila. We're talking about Siras Omer, so we have to be talking about something to do with nighttime. So the Mishnah Brura explains that the first understanding of the Mechaber over here is that we're talking about during the Ben Hashmashos period of time, which is Sofik Yom Sofik Laila. And therefore, one could theoretically count if this is a mitzvah de Rabbanon, even if it's a Sofik period of time. Therefore, since it's only a dirabbanan, I put that in quotations, so therefore, we go lahakel, and we could say, since it may be nighttime, maybe day, maybe nighttime, therefore you can be yotze the mitzvah during the Bein HaShemoshos period of time. However, so the Mechaber is going to be telling us that you should ideally do this after the Tzeis HaKochavim. Why put yourself into a suffix situation? The Mechaber is saying over here, do yimne imoyem pen yishka charkachach. So the Mechaber is going to be telling us the person should go and count now during the Ben HaShemashos period of time and have the following in mind, because he may forget later on. So he should have in mind when he counts with them during the Ben HaShemashos period of time as follows. V'yachshol b'dayto. Im eskor achakach balai lolim knows, if I remember later on to count at nighttime, and in the rotsa l'seitz b'sirazu, I don't want to be yotze with the sphere that I'm counting right now during the Ben HaShemashos period of time. Ukid l'kamei v'agot, as the Ramo is going to tell us. V'yalkein, kishiyagi azman achakach, and now when it comes later on, and it reaches nightfall, it reaches Tzeis HaKochavim, Yevarach v'yisbor, he's allowed to count again with a bracha. He doesn't count it with a bracha earlier on. He just counts with them. So he counts during the Ben HaShemashos without a bracha. If he remembers to count later on, he's still allowed to count with a bracha because he says, I didn't want that to count earlier. However, the Mishnah Brura says, V'ayin and see Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha has a totally different, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha has a different understanding of this Mechaber that it's talking about the Ben HaShemashos period of time. Now, before we get to the Bir Halacha with the other pshat, so let's continue in Dershu foot number 51 with the famous Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, based upon this, that you can basically have a Tanai. If I remember to count later on, I don't want this counting to be valid now during the Ben HaShemashos, because that's not the ideal time, and I want to count later on, and I can still count then with a bracha. So Rabbi Akiva Eger has, based upon this, said somebody comes to shul in the morning, and he's not sure he's going to make Zman Kriyat Shema or not with the Tzibur. Let's say Zman Kriyat Shema is 9 o'clock, and they're starting at 8:45. So he doesn't know. Are they going to make it or not? So he says Kriyat Shema beforehand, and he makes this same Tanai. And he says, if I'm not going to make the Zman Kriyat Shema later on, because they're going to go after 9 o'clock, so then I want my saying Kriyat Shema in the morning without the brachos of Kriyat Shema, just the Kriyat Shema to be the way I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. But if we do make the time, then I don't want that to count. I want that to just be learning Torah, and I want to count with the brachos of Kriyat Shema in the right time. And he says, you should make this tonight. However, the Mishnah Brura himself brings down in Simen Mem Vav that he doesn't bring this aid to the Rekiva Eger, like the Taz, because Ein Lasos Taibi Mitzvah. He doesn't like making it tonight with the Mitzvah. Again, Rabbi Akiva Eger said it's okay, and over here we do this. The Mechaber says it's okay in regards to Siras Omer. In this situation, what happens if the person forgot then later on to count at night? So he counted the Ben HaShemashos without a bracha. He didn't remember to count that night, and he doesn't count the next day. So the Kaf HaChaim writes, no, he was Yotzei. He can go and count the rest of the nights because he technically counted the Ben HaShemashos period of time. That's the Kaf HaChaim. The Pri Chodesh disagrees. And this is also the opinion, like the Kaf HaChaim, of the Renis and Karlitz Zatzal. Even though he didn't count with a bracha, the bracha is not ma'akev, and he did fulfill the mitzvah, albeit with the sofek, but since he did fulfill it, he can count the next day with the bracha. That's the psak of the Kaf HaChaim and Renis and Karlitz Zatzal. Now, the Bir Halacha over here in Dibra Maslam Mibod Yom brings down another pshat in this Mechaber when it said Mibod Yom, if he's davening with a tzibur, Mibod Yom. And here he brings down Mashma Mideplag HaMincha Lukuliyama in Yochalimnos. It sounds over here that only during the Ben HaShemashos you could be Yotze, but not from Plag HaMincha and onwards, which is before the Ben HaShemashos. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, V'dad Yesh Harbi Achronim, brings down the Levush, the El Yerabah, the Chok Yaakov, the Maimon Mordechai, And I think the last abbreviation is the Sivas HaShalom. And he says that they hold Mib'od Yom over here is Hainu Miplag HaMincha L'mala. That's actually talking about if you count it, you daven Marv early. You daven Mincha before the Plag HaMincha. You daven Marv after the Plag HaMincha. And you counted Sphira then. And it says, when it says that the person wants to go and count with them without a bracha, he can. Because even though we hold it's not Laila, so it's really not Zman Sfira. However, there are those places that were Makel. Why? Let's say it gets dark very late, so they would daven Marv after the Plag HaMincha. And therefore, v'choshu shim lo yisperu oz b'tzibur, and if they didn't count then in the tzibur, v'yechu kolecha lebeso, and we just relied upon everybody going home to the house, and at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, whenever it gets dark, then they would count, yishchu machmas tirda, they're going to forget because they're busy, lo yisperu, and they won't count sfira at all. This is batel ika torah sfira, and they're going to forget sfira's omer. And therefore, according to this, v'alkin somchu b'mkom matrak, under extenuating circumstances such as this, they relied upon the yesh misha omer, the besiris banazeh shirak zeichel mikdash l'rova poskim, that it's only the rabbanon today, a reminder of the beis hamikdash, and therefore, ein lahachmir ba yoser mibakriya shema t'vila. Since you're allowed to say shema then, and you can say shemona esrei then, you could even count sfira after plag hamincha. V'kivin d'chosh v'zul l'scholas laila, according Shema Mispal and Marv, since for that Marv and Shema and Shmon Esrei, it's considered night. You can also count Sfira as Omer. V'kamar the Ap Mishu Tamu Chacham. However, a person who's a Tamu Chacham, he will know Kvo Shem on Yitari V'ishkach Lispar V'chidus Yochel Lispar V'tzibur. Somebody's afraid that he's going to forget to count later on in the proper time, even though he knows that the later on is the proper time, he can count with them earlier. However, Ach Lo Yivarecho Az Al Kapatim, certainly don't make a bracha then. The Mikra Din ain't Zman Svira Oz, because certainly after the Plag HaMincha, it's not Zman Svira. Elo Shlo Mochinam B'minog Osan HaMakomos, we don't protest those that have this minog, Kedei Shlo Yispat L'Legami Mitzvah, so they shouldn't forget this mitzvah entirely. And then, Ukshir Zman Laila, Yivarech V'Yispar, and then when it gets nightfall, even though you counted now, you can count then later on with a bracha, and it's not considered a bracha L'Batala. The Svira Kamaisa Lav Klumu Mikra Din, because technically after Plag HaMincha, certainly nothing, the Chanal, as we've already explained. The issue foot number 54 brings down, and even let's say you're all the way up in the northern latitudes, and it gets, 10:30, 11 o'clock is only when the Tzeis HaKochavim comes out. So Vayashiv says, Ein Mokum Lahokil Lispar Miplag HaMincha, Afilu Mokum Tchach. He says, Vayashiv says you shouldn't rely upon this even under those extenuating circumstances, but you should wait till that time and count then. So anyway, now we can understand the Mechaber better. When he says, HaMespal L'matzibur Mibodjom, if you're davening early with the Tzibur, so either from Bein HaShemar Shos, or even according to the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir HaLocha, from Plag HaMincha, so Moni Mon B'lo Bracha, you can count with them without making a bracha, because you're intending on counting later on that night. So V'im Yizkor B'Laila, and then when you do remember, if you do remember later on that night, after Tzeis HaKochavim, Yivarech V'Yizkor, then you can count with a bracha then, because before you counted without a bracha, and it was only a Tanai, that if you forget to count later on, you want this to count. But if you remember to count later on, you don't want this to count. That's the Mechaber's position. The Ramah adds, Hagah, Vafilu ono amein al b'yachas hakol. Even you answered amein to the person making the bracha in the tzibur, let's say at Bein HaShemashos, im hayadato shalo lotzeis, if you intended not to be yotzei, yachsov yivarech v'yispar b'layla. As long as you remember later on, you can still count with a bracha later that night and count the surah then. He brings down the name of Beis Yosef, the name of the Rashba. Now the Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskel v'afinu ol amein adds over here, "Dohayu minhagam shashliach tzibah hayu mevarich umotzi kol akol bibrichaso." The minog then was that one person would make the bracha, the shliach tzibah, the rabbi would make the bracha, everybody would answer amein biyotzi with that bracha, but they would all count themselves, as we said, you have to count yourself. The salka daytechamin, and you might have thought the kibun shara amein yachad imatzibur. You might have thought that just by your answering amein with the tzibur, that that's considered that you were yotzi with that bracha on svira. And Mimela, it would be that you were automatically being Yotze with that bracha. Kamash v'lan lo. The Amrinan, we don't say this. The lo Amrinan hachi kivan shekivan behedjo shalo lotzeis. We don't say over here that you're Yotze. We assume in this situation that you intended, obviously, not to be Yotze because you were planning on counting later on. In the next Bir HaLocha, Dibur HaMaskel, Yivarech V'Yispar HaLaila, Chafetz Chaim brings down the Prima Gadim. He says, Be'erev Shabbos B'tzibor, Ham'achrim Yosef Tov. He says, on Erev Shabbos, you should definitely go and count later on. V'lo ka'otzen ha'makdimim v'or b'kvar layla. And not like those who say, well, except the Shabbos, so it's nighttime. V'rega mikodim, omin yom gadol l'kabal Shabbos. A minute before, they're saying that let's accept Shabbos early. And and then they want to be yotzei b'sfirat ha'omer. So he says, that's not right. And the Prima Gadim calls about such people, Samim choshech l'or, he says, I don't like this minhag. He says they're like making the day into night when it's really not so, and you shouldn't rely upon this if you're davening Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and you're davening the tefillah for Shabbos already. You shouldn't rely upon this to be Yotzei Sfiras Omer. You should wait till it's Tzeis HaKochavim. Mishnah Berurah of Kotnyud Zayin says, "V'davku miskavin shalolotzes." He says you have to have in mind over here that you don't want to be yotzei with the shliach tzibur with his bracha. Aval b'stama yotza. If you did in fact have in mind to be yotzei or stam position that yotzei l'man d'omer the mitzvah in svichas kavana, according to the concept that mitzvahs don't need kavana, so then you heard it, so then you were yotzei even if you didn't intend to. So you, unless you had a negative kavana, then you were yotzei. Even though we pass in the mitzvah svichas kavana, it's possible. Since here you're talking about making another bracha later on, maybe we have to be choshesh over here, and therefore a person should ideally in this situation say, I do not wish to be yotzei with this bracha, and then he should just say the sfira, and then later on, if he remembers, he'll be yotzei with a new bracha. In the Shaar HaTzion, Oskov Gimel, he brings down, this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. However, the El Yerabba says, Mishum Shu Milsa de Rabbanon, Yesh Deya Shesover de Bazeh, Yesh Lon Livsok Lahokil Dein Tzorach Kavanah. It's only because this is a Din de Rabbanon that we have this concern that maybe your Yotze, even if you just stam, said nothing, and therefore it's only according to this idea that this is the Rabbanon that this concern applies. The issue footnote number 52 brings down, based upon Dinim in Birchas HaMazon, he says, Mishum kacha sofer in b'no Sfiras HaOmer k'dei l'chancho. If you're teaching your child to say Sfiras HaOmer, so the Shevet HaLevi brings down, Shetzorach l'chavim b'feirish enu rotzeh l'osei sidei HaMitzvah. Then when you're counting with him earlier, the kid's going to go to sleep, so you're counting Ben HaShemoshah's period of time, so you're saying the bracha with him, so you should have in mind that you're not intending to be Yotzi over here. Vim sofer in b'no b'stam, and if you didn't have in mind specifically to say you're not going to be Yotzi, yesh lachosh en yochel lachz v'lispar b'racha. Maybe this bracha counts, maybe this, in fact, is yotzei, and therefore you can't say later on with a bracha. However, im kavanaso gam lachaniches b'no v'gam lotzeis b'zei yidei ha-mitzvah, if you're intending to do both, so then the Bira Locha says, sheyotza b'mitzvah, shechiyuv min ha-Torah, so then you definitely were yotzei. The issue foot number 53 brings down another reason why the person should specifically have in mind that he doesn't want to be yotzei with this bracha. He should specifically state or interrupt that he doesn't want to be yotzei with the bracha. Even according to the opinion that says mitzvah srichas kavana, he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, shekivan shumone im atzibur. Since you're counting with the tzibur, mukach shekavana so bekach, he rak kedei lekayim es mitzvah. So it's clear that you want to be mekayim the mitzvah in this situation. And he says also as well, it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, earlier in Simon Samach, Misha Kori Kriya Shema B'Seder Atvila V'lo Kivin Lotzeis Shemikol Mokom Yotzei Dechavaso. You are Yotzei over here because you read it. Mishum Shemin Estam Ein Kavanaso Elikidei L'Kayim Mitzvah. Because why did you say it if it wasn't to be Yotzei the Mitzvah? So therefore he says he should specifically have in mind not to be Yotzei in that situation. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot Yudches adds, Vafilu Berer Shabbos, Shekpar Kibol Shabbos, V'gam Mispele Metzibor, like we pointed out in the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha. So he said, even if it's Erev Shabbos and you're davening Mariv, you should still wait, ideally, to count till after Tzeis HaKochavim. Because you don't want to be Yotzi right now. And we already learned this earlier, that once it's already Tzeis HaKochavim, if you're not davening Mariv till later on, you're allowed to go and count Sfira right now. And this would be true even on Motzei Shabbos. Because it certainly is nighttime if it's Motzei Shabbos. And technically, one could actually make Kiddush before they daven Marv on Friday night, and technically one could make Havdalah Matzei Shabbos before they daven. However, Elisha Asur bin Locha Achiyavdil. Of course, you can't do any Melacha until you do Havdalah. Sif Dala, the Mechaber writes, Misha Shoal Oso Chavero Ben Hashmoshos. This is the famous question. If you ask somebody what night of the Sfira are we up to, and he hasn't counted yet. So Misha Shoal Oso Chavero Ben Hashmoshos. If somebody asks you during the Ben Hashmoshos period of time, Kama Yimei Sfira B'Zeh Laila, what's tonight's Sfira? Yom Elo, how should you respond to him? Esmol Hoya Kafakach. You should say, last night was. This is the famous ruling, last night was, rather than saying tonight is this day of the Omer. if you haven't counted already. Because im shim yomalo hayom kach v'kach, because if you tell him once it's Bein HaShemashos period of time, oh, tonight is the third night of the Omer, so then you were Yotze by saying tonight is the third night of the Omer, even though you didn't intend to, because we say over here we're concerned that mitzvos ain't tzrichas kavana, and therefore you were Yotze by saying it, and therefore you can't go and count with a bracha that night. However, Avol Kodem Bein HaShemashos, before the Bein HaShemashos period of time, since that's really not the time to count Sfira, even though we brought down in the Bir HaLacha Mibod Yom that one could technically count after Plaga Mincha, but we don't really paskin like that. So therefore, if it's before the Bein HaShemashos period of time, let's say it's before the sun has set, so then Kivan She'enu Zman Sfira Ein B'Kach Klum. So if you're going to daven in Shul, and it's before the Shkia, and somebody says, hey, what's tonight's Sfira Somer? And it's tonight is 3, so you can say, tonight will be 3. You don't have to say, last night was 2. Although it's always better to get into the habit of saying, last night was 2, and this way you won't have any problems. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yutes. Noka Bein HaShemashos, he's specifically telling us the Bein HaShemashos over here, Mishum b'di'evet in Berach Bein HaShemashos Yotze, because as we pointed out, that you would be Yotze b'di'evet during that time of Chanel, as we already explained early in today's shir. And certainly, because Shekeinim Shol also Achar Seitzu Kavim, if you ask him after Seitzu Kavim, Shetzuch Lizor, Miloshev, Yom Kav Kav, certainly, then you're definitely going to be Yotze, and you have to go and specifically say, last night was, rather than saying tonight is. Sifkot Nchof, Hayom Kach V'Kach, if you say this is the day of the Omer, Vafil Blosh and Laz, if you say it in English, oh, tonight's the third night, even if you say it in English. But if you didn't say Hayom, Vimlo Amar Hayom, if he says, what's tonight's Omer, and you say 3, so then you aren't Yotze. And therefore, you must say Hayom, today is the third night of the Omer to be Yotze. So therefore, Vimlo Amar Hayom, less lon bot. There is no concern whatsoever over here that you were Yotze. Mishum de'ikra mitzvah sfira hu shiyomar hayom kach v'kach, you must say today is this day of the sfira and not just the number. In the Shaar Tzion, Os Chaf Hei brings this down in the name of the Tazen Morgan Avraham, and he says, look at the Elia Rabbah, the Maimon Mordechai, shemefakvim in dvarav, they disagree over here. And Dishu footnote number 57 explains, sheyesh sovrim shafilu shelo amar hayom yotza, because there are those that say, no, if you say third day of the Omer, so Yotze, even if you don't say today is the third day of the Omer. And the Kav Chaim brings down, Shemisha Sholem Oso Kama Yom Monim Hayom, somebody ever asks you, Yizorma Lomar Kach V'Kach Lomar, you shouldn't say, like the Tazen Mogen of Rom, that you're, if you didn't say Hayom, you weren't Yotze. You should be concerned that you are Yotze, and therefore always say yesterday was X number of days in the Omer, rather than saying anything for tonight, even just the number itself. However, he brings down, the Maimon Mordechai says that we don't push aside the words of the Taz if you did, in fact, say so. And he brings down also Derech Chaim, the Graz, Heitiku Gamkin LaLocha. So if somebody did say 3, so then he could still count with a bracha, even though there are those that say, don't say this because you might be Yotze. The issue footnote number 55 says, even after the Plaga Mincha, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, don't take any chances over here, because there is that opinion that says you could be Yotze, and therefore always say, last night was, rather than saying, even after the Plaga Mincha, tonight is the third night. However, certainly, if you did say, after the Plaga Mincha, just the number, so then you definitely can go back and count with a bracha. The issue footnote number 56 brings down, if you didn't say the word hayom, it didn't count really. That's not called counting. Because it is mishim yom, es hayom atzmo. You must say the day itself. Today is such and such a day. Likewise, if you heard your friend say hayom kach v'kach, and you hear he made a mistake, and you tell him, hey, it's not 3, it's 4, so then in this situation, the Shelos Chuvas Or Tzion says, as long as you didn't say hayom, you weren't Yotze, and therefore you can still count with a bracha. And finally, im shalos chaberu heim hayom kach v'kach. When somebody asks you is a question, an interrogative, is today the third night of the Omer? In that situation, he brings down from Avazaz that Sal that since he didn't intend to count, he wasn't Yotze, even though he said it really is the third night of the Omer. He said, is tonight the third night of the Omer? You're not Yotze in that situation because Svira b'loshen shela einu nechshev Svira. That's not called saying Svira. If a person's learning the Mishnah Berurah over here, he says the night of the Sfira, that happens to be that night of the Sfira, so the Kav HaChaim brings down, that's a question, were you Yotze or not? And he says you should count again, but you shouldn't count with a bracha. Similarly, on Lag Ba'Omer, if a person says Lag Ba'Omer, so there's a whole discussion over here, and the rest of this is Dirshu footnote, as to whether you're Yotze or not in that situation, I ain't sure I'm in the rest of this footnote. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chafala says, the apple gav the law omar ba'omer yotze b'di'evet. If you didn't say the word ba'omer, then you definitely were yotze. The Chanavah Sifkot Nuches, as we learned in yesterday's shir. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Beis, we're not going to be able to finish the whole thing. We'll just start it now. Shekvar Yotze B'zeh Yedei Sviru L'man D'Yomer Mitzvah Sein Sviru L'Kavana. You're Yotze over here by saying this because the mitzvah doesn't need Kavana, and you said it. Even though we passed that it does need Kavana, V'zeh Halo Lo Kivim B'zeh Sidei Mitzvah, and therefore you weren't Yotze. So according to this opinion, how could he be Yotze? Mitzvah Shem, we'll give the answer to that tomorrow. This concludes today's shiur.